7.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What's next at the Baltimore Bridge disaster is literally heavy, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the scene.
Four heavy lift cranes will begin removing what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Crews preparing to cut the twisted steel and carefully remove the massive chunks piece by piece before refloating the cargo ship Dolly, clearing the channel, and reopening the port.
Well, the Federal Reserve expects to cut interest rates this year, says Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He wants more inflation-lowering evidence. A Commerce Department report Friday had some. Pope Francis, absent from today's Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, the Vatican says it's to conserve the Pope's health for Saturday and Easter Sunday events. A tourist from Chicago, Brian Hopp, understands.
I think a lot was taken into it, and I think he probably prioritized his health for Easter, which I think is very responsible thing to do.
This is ABC News. Pioneering actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died.
Louis Gossett Jr. played the tough-as-nails Sergeant Foley in 1982's An Officer and a Gentleman.
I said Foley, you slimy worms!
The role won him an Oscar and a place in the history books as the first black person to win Best Supporting Actor. He was 46 when he won the Oscar, but his career started when he was just 16. He made his Broadway debut in Take a Giant Step in 1953. His career would include 8 Emmy nominations, including one win, and most recently a nod in 2020 for his role in HBO's Watchmen. And he also co-starred in last year's remake of The Color Purple. Louis Gossett Jr. was 87. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Two 10-year-old students arrested after a handgun was sold at Florida's Country Oaks Elementary School. Police say one of the boys, the son of a deputy, agreed to sell his deceased father's weapon for $300. It happened in February, but was discovered this week after police say they found ammunition in the backpack of the other student. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Peace groups say they're disappointed by the budget Congress passed for fiscal year 2024. It includes cuts to humanitarian aid and support for civilians caught in violent conflicts.
Any violent conflict that's making headlines today, there are UCP groups that are working and very effective, have access that other traditional aid groups don't, are equipping and protecting civilians that often go overlooked and disproportionately feel the effects of this violent conflict.
Megan Rogers is with the group Nonviolent Peace Force. Donald Trump supporters in southeast Wisconsin are trying again to get a recall election against Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Recall organizers filed the paperwork Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Marquette's basketball season is over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles, the number 2 seed, upset in Dallas in the NCAA tournament. 11 seed NC State with a 67-58 win. The Wolfpack played tough defense under the rim, led by 6'9", 275-pound DJ Burns, and Marquette missing too many shots from outside the three-point line. So the Golden Eagles finish with an overall season record of 27-10. NC State is headed back to the Elite Eight for the first time since 19. 19- 1986. Baseball. The Brewers spoil the Mets' season home opener. Final score 3-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta. Outstanding. Only one run, one hit, and one walk allowed. He retired the last 13 batters he faced through six innings of work. 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio went 1-for-3 with a run batted in. Christian Yelich, 3-for-4 with a home run and added an RBI. That series continues this weekend in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a shower, lows upper 30s to near 40. And looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, warmer, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Then another round of rain is possible later on Easter Sunday, again highs close to 50 degrees. Breezy with more rain for Monday. Currently it's 47 degrees.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Friday. It's a brand new, it's a Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak, TGIF. Nate's fasting for Ramadan in solidarity with the people in Palestine. Anyhow, what a wild week it's been, huh? We got a lot to talk about today, but it's Anything Goes Friday. We have no guests, so it's just going to be you and me and whatever's on your mind. This is the day that you don't have to stay consistent with the topics that we're broadly talking about. But there's a few things I want to share with you also today. In the first hour, I want to get into how fascism takes over a nation using rhetoric. You know, how common that is. Also, I want to talk about how the wealth of the 1% just hit a new record. What does that mean for America, and how did we get here? And Kentucky, the Republicans in Kentucky, they have a Democratic governor. And if Mitch McConnell, if anything happens to him between now and January when his term expires, I believe it's January. Maybe he's got another 2 years. I'd have to look at that. But anyhow, they want to make sure that the governor, the Democratic governor, cannot replace him. So I'll tell you about that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Liz Cheney is warning about the Supreme Court. Liz Cheney, for God's sake. Also, why this year's House map is looking more Republican. I'll give you the details on that. And 100 a Farmer's World alert to have a clutter place that you periodically clean out. It's an interesting new kind of survival strategy for the hunters among us. In the third hour of our program, I want to get into why Europe is now in fear of extremism in politics, very concerned about it, and what they're doing about it. They're actually going after some of these extremists. And also, crazy alert. Why the new Republican Party chair is breaking out in song. We got another member of the Trump crime family who's got a new grift going. It's just amazing. I'll bet you didn't know that Lara Trump thinks that she's the next Barbara Streisand. Anyhow, my rant today over at HartmanReport.com is titled How Fascism Typically Takes Over a Nation by Rhetoric. And, you know, sometimes fascists take over countries by violence. I mean, Germany took over France, for example, and Poland. But you know, it didn't last. But the big threat of fascism, I mean, obviously, once they've taken over a country, fascists, they typically start this expansionistic, you know, stuff. It's one of the threats of fascism. But the big threat is the initial takeover of your country. And they do that with words and speeches and news conferences and rallies and media and money and all of this pointing in one direction, violence in service of the fascist leader. Violence is the principal tool that fascists use. And the cardinal characteristic of fascism is the rhetorical embrace and general appreciation of violence as a political weapon. As a political tool, not just random violence, but political tools. Judge Juan Marchand, for example, just banned Donald Trump from attacking the court's staff, the DA's staff, the witnesses, the jurors, but he didn't mention himself. He figured, well, I'm a big guy, I can take care of this. And because he didn't mention himself, he didn't mention any of his own family members, and so Trump has been going after the judge's daughter for 3 days now. This is what fascists do. Can you imagine how you would feel if Donald Trump called out your adult daughter so that suddenly she's getting phone calls and letters and social media posts and emails and things telling her that they're going to rape her, they're going to murder her, that they know where she lives? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens, right? Getting swatted, getting, you know, phony bomb threats phoned in. This isn't the first time. Whenever Trump finds himself in trouble, fraud and violence follow. I mean, whether it's, you know, getting himself into financial trouble in the 90s, and that's when he started really seriously lying about the value of his property so he could continue to borrow money, even though he was completely bankrupt. Or, you know, right now he's in trouble and he's going after the criminal justice system that's holding him to account. The Secretary of State for Colorado, Jenna Griswold, last night on Chris Hayes' show said the threat of violence is part of their new playbook. By new, meaning since January 6, 2021. And I think this is absolutely true. So, you know, let's look at the characteristics of fascism. And just tell me if any of these fail to check the box for Donald Trump. This is the list that I compiled between Umberto Eco, Hannah Arendt, Timothy Snyder, and Ruth Ben-Ghiat. Number one, a romantic idealization of a fictional past, you know, make America great again. Number two, a clear definition of an enemy within who is not quite human, but an other. Trump talking about vermins, rats, animals. He's used these adjectives to describe both immigrants and Democrats and people in the court system. Number three, vilification of the media, the so-called fake news. Hitler called it the Lügenpresse, the lying press. Number four, repeated attacks on minorities and immigrants is a rallying point for followers because shared hatred will bind people together. Number five, disparagement of elections and the rule of law. Why? Because these are minority movements. Fascist movements are always minority movements, at least initially. And so that this is how they seize power. It's, you know, you denigrate the rule of law, and then people go, well, you know, it's okay, I guess. Where was I? Oh, yeah, here. Glorification of political violence and martyrdom. Now you've got the January 6th Patriots and Ashley Babbitt. Hostility to academia, number seven, and science, leading to the elevation of Joe Sixpack's ability to do his own research. In other words, simple answers to complex questions. Number eight, embrace of fundamentalist religion and moral codes associated with it. Number nine, the rejection of the rights of women and members of the queer community as part of the celebration of toxic masculinity. Number 10, constant lies, even about seemingly inconsequential matters. Hannah Arendt wrote about this in 1978. She said, if everybody always lies to you, the consequence is not that you believe the lies. The consequence is that nobody believes anything any longer, which is exactly what they want. It's how you tear a country apart. I've lost track of what number I'm at. I think this is 11 or 12. Performative patriotism that replaces the true obligations of citizenship, you know, like voting and staying informed, with jingoistic slogans, logos, and mass events. It's a faux populism. And finally, collaboration with oligarchs who claim to be, while claiming to be celebrating the average person. Donald Trump and his MAGA movement click every single box. So did the American Confederacy, by the way, in 1860. So did the American fascist movement, the 1920s and 1930s, although, as Rachel pointed out on Monday, Rachel Maddow, they didn't have the power that the Republican Party has right now. They don't have the numbers or the money. They were a small faction. But this is not our first encounter with fascism here in the United States. So what do we do about this? We recognize and call out the fascists and their movement as fascists, number one. Number two, we debunk and ridicule extremism while ostracizing fascists from polite company. This is what happened with Rona McDaniel. You know, she just, you know, we don't need fascists in our media anymore. Thank you very much. And number three, support democratic institutions and politicians who promote democracy. And I've got a list in my article of the news sites that I try to read every day. And in addition to the major news media, you know, the Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Post and stuff like that. And then there's great organizations out there, from the Democratic Party to Indivisible to Progressive Democrats of America, Move to Amend, MoveOn.org, Roots Action, Progressive. You know, it just goes on and on. I've got the whole list over on my HartmanReport.com. You know, President Biden told us we're at an inflection point in our history, one of those moments that only happens once every few generations, when the decisions we make today will determine the course of this country and the world for decades to come. So, he said, you, me, and every American who's committed to preserving our democracy carry a special responsibility. We have to stand up for America's values embodied in our Declaration of Independence, because we know MAGA extremists have already proven they won't. We have to stand up for our Constitution and the institutions of democracy, because MAGA extremists have made clear that they won't. History is watching, President Biden said. The world is watching. And most important, our children and grandchildren are watching. Bottom line, tag we are it. So, yes. 15 minutes past the hour on Anything Goes Friday. The wealth of the 1% just hit a record, and Kentucky stripped their Democratic governor of the power to appoint Mitch McConnell's successor. I'll tell you about those things right after the break, and I'll be picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back here with you. Stay tuned.
News from the 7, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's Choice for News and 107.7 FM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did
to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
And I got to tell you about Superbeats here. I really do try to live with heart healthy diet and good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats heart chews that I can get daily blood pressure support with just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeats heart chews. I've been taking them for years, in fact, almost a decade. They're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats heart chews are effective and clinically studied, and they're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats heart chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats heart chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer at TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. The wealth of the 1% just hit a record $44 trillion. Since 2020, the wealth of the top 1% has increased by 49%. Can you imagine? Most of this is because of gains in the stock market, by the way. The 1% are very heavily invested in the stock market. According to the report, the top 10% of Americans own 87% of all individually held stocks and mutual funds. The top 1% own half of the stock market. So when you see reporting on the stock market, what you're really seeing is reporting on, you know, stuff of interest and whatnot, concern to the top 1%. Although a lot of middle class and lower income people do have, you know, a couple thousand bucks or a little bit of money in a 401k or an IRA or whatever. But those households in the top one-third of the income distribution account for approximately two-thirds of consumer spending. So what does this tell us? Well, the main thing is that the very rich are getting much, much richer, much more rapidly than anybody else. Now, the good news in this, I suppose, is that in the last 2 years, what we've seen under Joe Biden is that the wages of working class people are actually increasing very rapidly, faster than they have since the 1960s, in large part because of increased unionization, in large part because of, you know, Biden just talking about the importance of it and employees demanding some response to inflation. Employee pay is actually increasing faster than inflation right now in the United States. I don't know how long that's going to last. I mean, inflation's down to 3%, so. But, you know, this is a good economy right now. It's just, you know, we need to bring back the taxes. We need to roll back the Trump tax cut, the Bush tax cuts, and the Reagan tax cuts. If we did that, we could have the prosperity that we had in the 50s, 60s, and 70s again, where, you know, we had average GDP growth every decade between 3% and 4%. Now we're, you know, an average decade ever since the Reagan tax cuts has been between 2% and 3%. So, you know, we could get back to that, and wouldn't that be a good thing? Also, a number of Republican billionaires are starting to go towards Trump are starting to go towards him. The story over in the Washington Post starts out by talking about this one particular billionaire, Nelson Peltz, who had said, no way I'll support Trump, you know, after one of Trump's more absurd things. And now, you know, he just had a meeting with Trump along with Steve Wynn and Elon Musk and Isaac Perlmutter in Palm Beach. And now he says he'll probably vote for him. And, you know, he may well give him money. It's starting to look, now that Trump is basically the Republican nominee and the polls seem to be favoring him, the right-wing billionaires are starting to come out of their hibernation and throw money at Donald Trump. And, in fact, Trump himself is sitting down and calling them. So this is a comment that was made by Catherine Wide, the CEO of the Partnership for New York City, which is the top lobbying group. She said the billionaire class is really threatened by Biden. These guys are about creating a dynasty of wealth for themselves and hoarding it for their posterity at the expense of everyone else in society. I'm sorry, this is Steve Rosenthal, senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. He said that's the striking story at the moment. And in Silicon Valley, some of these very wealthy people who were, you know, just horrified by January 6th and said, oh, that Trump, you know, we'll never follow him again. You know, they're all coming back and saying, oh, yeah, we'll give money to Trump. Keep our taxes low. That's what they want. Meanwhile, the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, the Democratic governor, will not get to pick the replacement for Mitch McConnell, as governors typically do, as Kentucky law right now calls for, because the Kentucky legislature is controlled by Republicans, and with a supermajority, they just passed a law saying that if McConnell has to step down, there will be a special election so that he will be replaced by another Republican, presumably. Although Beshear is a Democrat, and he was elected statewide. So even though both, you know, Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell, both of Kentucky's senators are Republicans, it is possible that a Democrat could win a statewide race. Because one of, you know, a Democrat who did win a statewide race is sitting in the governor's office right now. It's just the damn gerrymandering. But gerrymandering doesn't matter in a Senate race. Senate race is statewide. So gerrymandering shows up in the House races. So anyway, an awful lot there. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
From this Hillsboro, is news from the Highland, 14 your choice for AM news, talks, and sports. 107.7 FM, WRIC, 1450 Center, AM, and also 107.7 FM.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What's next at the Baltimore Bridge disaster is literally heavy, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the scene.
Four heavy lift cranes will begin removing what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Crews preparing to cut the twisted steel and carefully remove the massive chunks piece by piece before refloating the cargo ship Dolly, clearing the channel, and reopening the port.
Well, the Federal Reserve expects to cut interest rates this year, says Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He wants more inflation-lowering evidence. A Commerce Department report Friday had some. Pope Francis, absent from today's Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, the Vatican says it's to conserve the Pope's health for Saturday and Easter Sunday events. A tourist from Chicago, Brian Hopp, understands.
I think a lot was taken into it, and I think he probably prioritized his health for Easter, which I think is very responsible thing to do.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $149 million from the Inflation Reduction Act to help Wisconsin homeowners take steps to save energy. Homeowners can get up to a 30% tax credit for doing things like installing new windows or better insulation. Some people in Wisconsin are not aware they qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Gina Williams of United Healthcare says a dual-eligible special needs plan is a more comprehensive package for people who need more help.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs and then everyday needs.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual-eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a shower, lows upper 30s to near 40. And looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, warmer, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Then another round of rain is possible later on Easter Sunday, again highs close to 50 degrees. Breezy with more rain for Monday. It's 46
right now.
You know,
I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Well, here's an interesting one for you. This out of Colorado's 4th Congressional District. This is Ken Buck is the guy who had that seat, and he's the one who just announced that he's going to retire, like, I think at the end of this week or maybe the end of next week. So the Colorado Republicans are choosing somebody to fill in for him until the election. And so they chose Greg Lopez. He's a former candidate for governor who lost pretty badly in the primary. And one of the problems that this guy has, Mr. Lopez, well, I'll just read the, you know, straight up. This is from rawstory.com. In a 2022 interview with KUSA reporter Kyle Clark, Lopez deflected when asked about being arrested in the 1990s for allegedly assaulting his pregnant wife. And he replied that he shouldn't be held to the same standards as Jesus Christ when judging what was at the time his candidacy for governor. Right. That's a great defense, you know. Oh, did you beat your pregnant wife? Well, I'm not Jesus. It fits in perfectly in the Republican ecosystem, don't you think? All right, let's pick up your calls here. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
I'm on my mind, sir. Henry A. Wallace, you showed a clip of him yesterday.
Yeah.
He was the vice president under Roosevelt during the war years.
The early war years.
And Henry
Ray
Wallace, he was an avowed socialist.
Yep.
Okay, and I firmly believe that the reason he had to leave that race afterwards was because in the United States we had come to the point, out of ignorance, that we equated socialism with communism. And since we already were against communist Russia by that, you couldn't have him come back again.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that bad, Augusta. We have the, you know, we now have the histories. You know, there were people who were there at the Democratic Convention where this decision was made. And it wasn't so much that anybody was hysterical that Henry Wallace was going to become a communist or that his socialism was, you know, of the Soviet style. It was more that Wallace was completely on the side of Franklin Roosevelt on further raising taxes on rich people. And they were concerned that, you know, they were going up. I forget who he was running against in that particular election, but they were going up against a kind of businessman Republican who was pitching small town Main Street stuff. And you know, it was just basically an anti-tax thing. And they thought Harry Truman, having been, you know, a guy who owned a store in Kansas or Missouri, I guess it was, would be more palatable, you know, to the average voter, to the swing voter.
Yeah, it was still Wilkie that he, or was it Wilkie or Dewey that he was going against? Anyway.
No, Dewey is who Truman went against. Now, that might have been more than once. I just don't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, Dewey was part of the whole equation there.
Oh, yeah.
Wallace represented a part of the United States that had he continued and gotten those taxes, we would have had Medicare and Medicaid. You would have had much more in the Social Security, but we couldn't do that because there's that whiplash against socialism.
Yep.
And the great book, Grapes of Wrath, came out in 1938 or 39, has a great section in that book dealing with the socialist camps and how much they wanted to help poor people, which we no longer do in this. Where I live in an area where the city of Watertown turned against people who were homeless, just wiped out what little encampment they had just before a winter storm and just threw everything away, and they had to, and they ended up sleeping under the bridges for about 3 weeks. And the city, they can't do anything to help the homeless. They don't have a rescue mission. They don't have volunteers like they do in Manhattan to go among the homeless and help them.
Right.
No, they don't do that. What they bought a $3 million golf course. They had to have that. All these white supremacists have to have that. Old white men.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting to me that the Republicans do not understand that part of the reason you're put in office is to help people. Mitch McConnell said, we're not in the business of helping people. He made that statement online, right on air. That's wrong. I mean, we have, luckily in New York State, we have two senators that are both Democrats, and they do a lot. What they have done for Northern New York State, they've preserved jobs. They've helped people get jobs. They do a lot, but there's a great turn against them because there's such a wave of Republicanism. And this Republicans and their bad tactics go all the way back to 1924 when they put in the Immigration Act because these immigrants were dirty in our streets. Oh, we can't have these dirty immigrants walking on our streets.
Well, interestingly, in 24, when they did that, during the, was that the Harding or the Coolidge presidency? I guess that would have been Harding.
That's Harding.
Yeah, the shtick was not so much, you know, oh, my God, Mexicans. It was, oh, my God, Italians and Irishmen.
Absolutely.
It was pretty wild. But racism is racism. I guess be called more tribalism, but whatever. But, yeah, your points are all really well made, Augusta. Thank you so much for calling and making them. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today? Happy Friday.
Hi. Yeah, happy Friday, Tom. Anything goes Friday. I like the day.
There you go.
If I can revisit yesterday, you posed a question about why are there not any white prosecutors prosecuting Trump, and we have four brave black prosecutors. And I wanted to get in on the conversation, but I know it was a line, and I didn't. So I wanted to call in today. And being a black man, because you did, I chewed on this yesterday. You posed this question. You put it out. You know, you wanted your black callers to call in.
Yeah.
So I want to give my perspective on this because I'm 58 years old. I'm a veteran. I'm retired. And I say that because with black people in America, this culture of black people in America was created here. I mean, I don't know my tribe or this or that, as you just said. I don't know if I'm Swahili or whatnot, so that's fine. But I want to get to this thing of why haven't any white prosecutors stepped up. And whatever reason you come up with, I chewed on this last night, and my thing is run straight to the racism part. He's a white guy, no white person's going to prosecute another white person. Okay, then maybe it's partisanship. And I did appreciate, I listened to all the people that called in. We even had a black lawyer called in, gave her perspective. But no matter what your perspective is, Tom, here's my conclusion to the matter. It comes down to integrity. Mm-hmm. They raised their right hand. They ran for office. Nobody made them run for office. They raised their right hand and said, you know, to uphold the Constitution. They would swear to it. Right. And some of them are so-called godly people. But you see, I don't see integrity in this. I see a lie. Mm-hmm. Because I know they have, what is it called when they can prosecute at will, discretion. Prosecutor discretion. Mm-hmm. I get that. Okay, use your prosecutor discretion. But you're telling me that a man that tried to overthrow the United States government is, you're going to use your prosecutorial discretion as opposed to you're going to go and prosecute a lot of black people, like down there in Cori Bush down there in Missouri.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is it don't matter what your reasoning is being a prosecutor. It comes down to integrity. If you swore to uphold the Constitution. And one more thing, Tom, before I go. There are some veterans. I hear them calling. I wanted to let them know all politics is local. You got, and the reason why I bring up this integrity thing, because right here in the town I live in, we got an integrity problem in our local government. And so I attend school board meetings, city council meetings, and I'm vocal. And one thing I do not tolerate, being a veteran, is unprofessionalism and no integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a veteran, Trump used these veterans to try to overthrow the U.S. government. I want to appeal to the good veterans out there who have been trained. We know how, we're professionals. We know how this, what we call the chain of command works. We know how this game is played, and we know what is important to the United States for this country to succeed. The sacrifices have been made in leadership. Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. I mean, the sacrifices of leadership. And here we are, I mean, at the pinnacle of going either way. It's right there in front of you. And it comes down to integrity and leadership. Thank you. Tom, I appreciate your show. And I love, man, you threw that question out to me. I chewed on that yesterday. And that's the conclusion I came to.
Well, I think you knocked it out of the park, CC. I appreciate it. That was a great answer and a very thoughtful one. I truly appreciate it. Great talking to you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's 44. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in just a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls and Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was thinking the same thing as you. It's outrageous that the idiot Trump continues to go after Judge Marceau's daughter, even after he issued the gag order. And the big paragraph on his True Social, he lies about her social media, and he gives out her name right. and a photo of her.
Yep.
And
yep.
I would love to see Trump sit in jail for putting Judge Marceau's daughter at risk of a violent act from Trump's crazy idiots. Just a couple days in jail to make the idiot shut up.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to say I love that Cheney is calling out the Supreme Court for allowing the idiot Trump to get away with no accountability. SCOTUS is aiding and abetting Trump.
Yep.
And Trump's already getting ready for next January 6th with his Bible having capital maps in the back for his idiots to get it right so they can see the
There's
person.
A capital map in the back of the Bible?
April Fools.
Oh.
But
okay.
I wouldn't doubt that he would do that.
Yeah. No, anybody can find a capital map just by plugging it into a search engine. You're right.
I said that to my sister.
Yeah, yeah.
She hates Trump.
I get it. I totally get it. Well, Jessica, thank you. I agree with your analysis. And, you know, why isn't this guy in jail? Because he's a white billionaire. I mean, it's just comes down to that. If Donald Trump was not a white billionaire, he would have gone to jail a long, long time ago for any one of dozens of frauds, including not paying over 3,000 workers who have sued him. So,
yeah.
You know, this is what he does. He's screwed.
Wish they would do a class action.
Yeah,
I really do.
There you go. Me too. Jessica, thank you so much. Frank in Thompson Falls, Montana. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. What's on my mind is, did you happen to see that the University of Utah women's basketball team got ran out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho by a bunch of racists that chased down their bus, and so they had to move them into Spokane, Washington because of threats against them when they were commuting back and forth from Spokane to Idaho.
Really? Is that because they had black basketball players?
Exactly. It's an all. I think there's only one white gal that's on the basketball team, and the rest are black and Samoan. And, yeah, a bunch of guys with pickups chased them down last week after they played Gonzaga or before they played Gonzaga. Uh-huh. And so it was on the national news, and I just didn't know if you were aware of that. But that's a sad commentary on this part of the country, but it's normal for around here.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Frank, thanks for the report. I didn't know about that. I did know that the three buses of black players for Gonzaga had shown up at an airport, and the congressman, the Republican congressman from that area, and forgive me for forgetting exactly where it was. I talked about it yesterday on the air. The congressman for that area tweeted out that there were three buses of illegal immigrants.
Ouch.
Yeah, and just because, you know,
only
the bus
in America,
brown skin, right?
Yep, exactly.
Only in America. There you go. Frank, thank you very much for the update. Matthew in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Matthew, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to really thank you for producing that last email blitz on the Antifa issue and the use of the term fascism in the Democratic vernacular. I think that we were scared by the Trump administration. And if we go to Wikipedia, you can see some of the misinformation that's been used against the Antifa movement. But I think Antifa is necessary because of all motivations, there's motivation to what we want, and there's also motivation away from what we don't want. Mm-hmm. And the Trump campaign clearly just is keeping people motivated against things all the time by their endless amounts of hatred. But being able to define the enemy through using, you know, Antifa vernacular and saying, you know, this, for instance, you know, in Florida, they basically outlawed, you know, homelessness again. These are fascist responses to homelessness. This is like lock them up. Your articles on the issue are very enlightening. This is pure fascism. This is the use of the misuse of our military and our police. Yeah. The military and the police are not the problem. It's the use of them. And now we have a surveillance culture that has upset the balance of power so extraordinarily in the favor of those who are having access to this surveillance information that we need, you know, a citizens movement just to deal with the power of the police, just to deal with the power of surveillance, just to deal with the surveillance power itself. It has to be distributed in some way. And I think Antifa sat very nicely in the seat of being able to describe the problem with the use of our surveillance culture for political reasons. Yeah. And that leads me to the other great thing that came from your show about a month ago. Was a caller who said, you know, we need to unionize social media. You know, we need to give rights to the content creators. Mm-hmm. We need to give the rights to the users. We need to figure out how to use, you know, the democracy at work system of corporate change, where we're bringing labor to the table in how our corporations are run. Well, we need to bring content creators to the table in the social media monster, because, you know, how we ever going to control the algorithms that last time put Donald Trump on my Facebook feed 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't scan a page without seeing that man's name. I said, someone has paid the algorithm off in such a way that this thing is feeding me propaganda 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg did have a couple of secret lunches or dinners with Donald Trump in the White House. At least one.
Oh, well, so. that paid off well, didn't it?
You know? Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I've talked to you before about this direct democracy idea that, you know, trying to get people to vote for people. Mm. I think it's just kind of jumped the shark.
Yeah.
I mean,
part of the problem is the Electoral College. I think a lot of people have just kind of lost faith in our system. You know, the last Republican president who was actually elected by a majority of the people was George Herbert Walker Bush in 1988. That was the last time the majority of Americans voted for a Republican for the White House. And if, just imagine for a minute, if all those Republicans who lost the elections, you know, George W. Bush and Donald Trump, if they had been, if the Democrats who actually won the elections, Al Gore and Hillary Clinton, the popular vote, if they had become president, we'd have a completely different Supreme Court right now. I mean, a completely different Supreme Court, and we would have very different laws right now. America would be a very different country. It's really amazing when you think about it. Matthew, thank you for the call. Thanks for pointing all this out. It's spot on. And Antifa, of course, is an abbreviation for anti-fascist, which is what my dad was when he volunteered to fight the Nazis.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800 288